I think the most appropriate bracha to work on this week is the bracha for rebuilding Yerushalayim, for Yerushalayim Ircha. In fact, in some Yekesh Shuls, they do it to the Eichatshin. For Yerushalayim Ircha brach mim tashav, v'sishka misaycha kasha edibarta. And to Yerushalayim, your city, may you return in compassion. May you rest within it as you've spoken. If ne'aysa b'karav b'yameinu b'nyan olam, may you rebuild it soon in our days as an eternal structure. Chisei David meheir l'seicha tachin. And may you speedily establish the throne of David within it. Baruch atah Hashem, boinei Yerushalayim, blessed are you Hashem, the builder of Yerushalayim. There is so much to say on this bracha. The Gemara tells us the reason why this bracha comes after Al HaTzadikim Val HaChasidim, because the Gemara Megillah tells us, where will the righteous reach their heights of glory? Only in the city of Yerushalayim. Pasuk says, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishlaya Havayach. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim, those who love you will be serene. In fact, the word Yerushalayim is an embodiment of the values that are beloved by the righteous. Yerushalayim is Yira, which is fear, and Shalom, which is perfect. It says fear of heaven, there's peace of harmony amongst people. And that's really what the capital of Eretz Yisrael is. It's an ideal of both spiritual and social excellence. And let's face it, in a world where we don't have Yerushalayim as it's meant to be, we're missing that. We're missing spiritual excellence. We're missing social excellence. We're still ripped apart by disunity and sinas chinam. There's so much of what we need we just don't have. Gemara in the end of Maseches Kedushin tells us that Yerushalayim is the highest spot on earth. Obviously, we're not talking about Mount Everest. Rather, it's talking about something spiritual. Maharsha explains that Yerushalayim is the place in the world that's closest to Shamayim, enables the neshama to soar to the loftiest of heights. In fact, the Chazal tell us in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that if you daven in Yerushalayim, you're standing literally in front of Hashem's throne of glory, because the gateway to heaven is Yerushalayim. The gates are always open so Hashem can hear our tefillahs. And that's why wherever we are in the world, we're always facing Yerushalayim when we daven. Not just our bodies, but our hearts too, because Yerushalayim is the telltale pios. Tel shekol pios poinim by. The hill to which all males are turned in tefillah. Yerushalayim, the city of the world that takes 9 portions of beauty. The rest of the world just gets one. Or as the Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Sukkah, whoever didn't see Yerushalayim in her glory never saw a beautiful city. Of course, we know it was architecturally beautiful, aesthetically perfect. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us they made a number of restrictions to make sure the city was a city of flawless beauty. But the real beauty of Yerushalayim was the inner beauty, the spiritual revitalization that you'd have when you get there. Person would arrive in Yerushalayim, downcast, troubled by the burden of the sins that they'd carried with them, go to the Beis HaMikdash. You offer up a korban chatos. You get absolved of your sins. You leave feeling cleansed and brimmed with joy. More than that, all of Klal Yisrael, we have the korban tamid offered up for us every morning and every evening. It's a source of blessing, of kapara, for the entire Jewish nation. We're missing all of that. We don't even know what we're missing. We don't have Hashem's presence in Yerushalayim as it should be. As we say this tefillah 3 times a day, let's beg for Hashem to come back to his city.